You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We warmly greet you here today on this Friday. Thank God it is Friday. Praise God. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Friday with me as we together sit under the authority of the Word of God, study the Word together. Let's see what great things God is going to do here today. Thank God it's Friday. You're tuned in to WGOD. This is the radio broadcast brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. They're the sponsors for this program. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. I'm in the book of Romans on Sunday morning. We're going to wrap up chapter one here this weekend. We're going to look at the Apostle Paul is going to throw everyone under the bus, that everyone is guilty and accountable before God, even the atheists and the unbelievers. We're also going to read a group of people that the Bible says God is actually going to give up on. We're going to look at that. He says God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So that's where we're going to be. This Sunday morning, you are invited. We would love to see you. If you're new to the area or if you're looking for a new church, and if you guys listen and enjoy this program, then you know exactly what to expect. I invite you to attend our service this weekend. You'll be warmly welcomed by this awesome church family, and we'd love to see you here. Here on the radio, you're hearing many of those, all of the Sunday sermons, and you're also hearing the book of Revelation. That's what we're doing on other days. That's what we're going to do here today. I want to wrap up chapter 12 today, and we'll get into chapter 13 here coming up. Wednesday nights, we're in the book of Galatians, and that's from 6 to 7, Wednesday night. We're almost done with chapter 2 out of this six-chapter book. So I invite you to one of our Wednesday night services as well. All of our services are broadcast live on Facebook Live, Island Community Church Facebook Live feed. It turns on at 10:30 and 6 o'clock Wednesdays. The sermons are uploaded on our YouTube page, same name, Island Community Church. That's just the sermons only, whereas the Facebook has the whole service, the worship service, everything. Okay. islandcommunitychurch.net is our website. Our statement of faith, what we believe about Jesus, is uploaded on there. What a time here on earth. We're in Revelation chapter 12. I was just listening in on yesterday's program as I'm behind the mic here getting ready to record Fridays, where it says that all who dwell on the earth will, it says he deceives the whole world. But we'll get to the other verse I just quoted in a minute, chapter 13, where it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Thank God for the comma there. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But see and understand, the devil deceives the whole world. That's what he does. That's why we can read in other texts. I think it's Isaiah chapter 14. Maybe it's Ezekiel 28, where God says, shows us what the people are going to say when this devil's finally exposed, when they pull the veil off of him. People are going to say, are you the one? You? Your little pencil neck? Are you the one that caused all this trouble? You see, he deceives people. He deceives the whole world, the Apostle John writes. Now, let's pick it up here with this war in heaven. I want to run through. There's just one more thing I want to look here in this chapter before we move on. Lord God, we praise you and we exalt you and praise your holy name. We praise your holy name together. Lord, please lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit and speak to us where we know that you speak. Speak to us through your word. We listen for your voice in your word. Help us. Lord, we pray your word back to you. You promised that we would be blessed if we had ears to hear and if we kept the words written in this book of Revelation. We pray your word back to you. Bless us now with some understanding and spiritual strength and fortitude through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Revelation chapter 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon made war and his angels. And he was not strong enough, nor was a place found for him any longer. Now, my guess is, as I said yesterday, this has not happened yet because of the key phrase coming up in here, 1,260 days. That puts this in the tribulation. That's one of the frequent numbers here. This numerology of the book of Revelation is 3.5. It's offered to us in three different ways. It's offered to us in months, days, and times. Actually, for time, you got to go back to the book of Daniel, the companion book to the book of Revelation. It's chapter 7. I think it's verse 21. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Daniel 7:21, where it says that the saints will be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. And for months, it's 42 months. 12, 24, 36. Add 6 to that, to 36, and you've got 42. Revelation chapter 11, he says, don't measure the outer court. It's been given to the Gentiles. They will trample the holy city underfoot for 42 months. A few verses after that, chapter 11, verse 7, speaking of the two witnesses, perhaps, probably during the last half of the tribulation, it says no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And they prophesy for 1,260 days. Hebrew calendars, 360. Do the math. Open up your SIRI, I don't want to say it, so everyone's phones goes off, and ask her what 360 times 3.5 is, and you're going to find out it's 1,260. And now here, we're going to see the same thing here. So that tells me that this has not happened yet, what we're about to read. War in heaven. Michael, that's the archangel Michael and his angels, waging war against the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war. I'm reading out of the New American Standard here. It says they, that would be the devil and his angels, they were not strong enough. There was no longer a place found for them in heaven. Verse 9, and that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old. Okay, now, here in verse 9, as we see in the book of Revelation, when we run into difficult texts that are heavily symbolic and we're not sure what they mean, he gives us the meaning. And it happens more often than not. Now here, he's going to show you and tell you who the dragon is and who the stars are. Earlier in chapter 12, it says his tail, the dragon's tail, drew a third of the stars out of heaven. And, you know, you wonder what that is. Now he tells you what it is. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. There's a lot of revealing going on in that verse. First of all, he tells you who the dragon is. Remember, understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. He tells you who the dragon is. Number two, he tells you who the serpent was way back in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, that serpent of old. This is now the book of Revelation is going to connect the first book of the Bible with the last book of the Bible. It's all coming together. If you're arguing or wondering what the serpent was, he's given the understanding now at the end of the age. That great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called Diablos and Satanus. That's Greek and Hebrew. Diablos would be accuser, Satanus, the adversary who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10. Now, of course, like I said the other day, now we can answer the age-old question, what does Satan do in his spare time? Verse 10, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Because the accuser of our brothers, who accused them before our God day and night, has been thrown out of heaven. What does the devil do in his spare time? He accuses you and me before the throne. And I believe that's the only truth that the devil can speak. I've been doing a lot of studies on this, and I noticed that whenever Satan stands before God, he doesn't lie. Because why lie to God, really? Don't be a fool. Don't waste your time lying to God. He lies to you. He lies to me. Jesus called him in John 8:44, the father of all lies. When he lies, he speaks his native language. But he doesn't lie before God. Read the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2. He's not going to lie there. He said, it's not fair. You put a hedge of protection around Job. You're always watching out over your people. Oh, that's right. That's no lie there. Is it, devil? You're always watching out over your people, aren't you? You got a hedge of protection. If we didn't have a hedge of protection around us, we all would have died a long time ago. Yeah, that's right. How about a little more truth, devil? You got a hedge of protection around your people so that I can't get to them. Yeah, that's right, devil. There's a lot of truth there. You're right. God puts a hedge of protection around us. He protects us and delivers us from morons like you, and you can't get to us because of God's protection. Then he says things that's mostly a truth, and that depends on you. He said, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But take away that protection, and Job, speaking of Job, he will curse you to your face. Now, Job was wrong there, but that axiom, for the most part, is true. And if you worship and serve yourself, it's going to be true with you as well. Because you'll never pass the John 12:25 test. What's that? He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life will keep it unto eternal life. That's the axiom out there. Spoke it to God. For the most part, it's true until you and I prove the devil wrong. And we're going to find out here now how to win that battle. How to prove the devil wrong when he says to God this axiom that for the most part is true. Skin for skin. All that a person has, they will give to protect their own lives. They will give for their lives, he says. Now, verse 11. How do I overcome this? They overcame him. Now, so devil's thrown out of heaven. His angels thrown out with him. He's madder than a hornet. He doesn't have a lot of time left. He's down here now to persecute Jews because God's done with the Gentiles. Because if you're still around here, your time is done. He's been warning you for 2,000 years. It's not your time now. Your time is done now. He's not coming down here to go after you. Your time is done. Your door's been shut. Where's that in the Bible? Matthew chapter 25, verse 12. Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Your time is done. He didn't waste any breath at all telling you the word today. There's a reason for the word today in the Bible. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Me and my associate pastor, God's had us on this nigh on 5 years now. There's not a sermon that goes by on a Sunday morning that the Lord doesn't lead either one of us, depending on who's preaching, to quote that verse today. Or what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. He's not getting thrown out of heaven to mess with you. Your opportunity to believe by this point is done. It's done. He's done with the Gentiles. The door has been shut on the authority of the Word of God. I'm telling you, if you miss this, if you miss getting into the kingdom before he gets up and shuts the door, you will not have another chance. That's why there's such an urgency for you to take your seat, receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and take your seat today while it's still today. Because the time is coming, darkness is coming, when no man can work, he says. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. How do I overcome? How do I beat the axiom the devil gave to God when he said about me, skin for skin, all that Paul Esposito has, he will give for his life. How do I beat that? How do I overcome that? Verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. So, three things. You overcome him by the blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. You overcome the devil by having your sins atoned for by the blood of the Son of God. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. You need to have your sins obliterated by the blood, receiving Jesus Christ. You overcome the devil when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ and your sins have been atoned for. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The word of your testimony, that is. No, a word testimony is like right out of a courtroom. When they swear you in, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? They put a Bible there. You put your left hand down on the Bible. You raise up your right hand, and you say, the word of my testimony is I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I've received him as my Lord, and I am walking with him. And I am following him. That's the word of my testimony. Jesus is Lord. Remember, whoever confesses that Jesus is Lord, remember, that's Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You know that? With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I overcome this devil when I will confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that's a truth whether I believe it or not. But I'm going to confess it with my mouth. He's the Son of God. And I'm going to confess with my mouth that he's my Lord. I'm going to do what my Bible just told me to do. With the heart you believe. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What do you do with that, friend? I pray that you would receive that. God loves you so much that he gave his Son, died on the cross. All you need to do is call on the name of the Lord. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, That is you believe in your heart, you believe in the resurrection. You believe Jesus rose again after he died. You believe in your heart, death's not the end. You believe in your heart, something's going to happen to me after I die. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. That's right along with believing, is believing that you believe in the resurrection. That's part of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the resurrection of the saints. For where the heart was, Romans 10:10, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, this is how you prove the devil wrong. These three things. Your sins have been obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Number two, your confession. You believe Jesus is Lord, and you receive him. The confess is the word homo legeo. Legeo means to speak. Homo is the same, speak the same thing. You know, homo legeo, agree with God, speak the same thing. That is the same thing that God says. You're agreeing with God. I agree with you, Almighty God. Jesus is your son. I agree with you. I need to receive him. I agree with you. I need to call on the name of the Lord. I agree with you that I cannot make it to heaven on my own without your son. I agree with you. Jesus is Lord. And I bow the knee to him and receive him as Lord. So you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. You overcome him by the word of your testimony. And thirdly, you overcome him. Well, like I just said before, John 12:25, they did not love their lives to the death. We could call that, I love Jesus more than I love myself. That's how you prove this devil wrong. All that a man has, he will give for his life. No, I love Jesus more than I love me. They did not love their lives unto the death. What do you do when they come and bust down your door and ask you, are there any Christians? What do you say? Now, for those of you that know the word, if that ever happened, and if you have children, and even if you don't have children, but if you had children, if someone busted down your door and said, are there any Christians? You ought to look at your son or your daughter and wink at them. And they'll wink at you. Why? Because you guys have talked about this around the dinner table for years. Loving Jesus, trusting in God more than you love yourself. This is how you overcome the devil. You're not going to do what the devil says. You're not going to be a people pleaser. You're going to be a God pleaser. They did not love their lie. I'm going to prove you wrong, devil. I'm trusting in God. I am not going to do what you say. I'm not going to take the mark in order to buy or sell. I love God more than I love myself. I'm going to trust my soul to Jehovah at all costs. And that's how we overcome it. Now, God wants you to be an overcomer. And let me close with these words here on this Friday. God wants you to be an overcomer. And to ensure that you are, this is why he makes your life difficult today. I'm sorry, but it is true. This is why he makes your life difficult, is so that you will have the spiritual fortitude that you need in order to pass this test. Let me read to you a couple of verses real quick. James chapter 1, verse 2. He says, my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. The old NIV says, consider it pure joy when you fall in the various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. Also, Romans chapter 5, where the apostle says, not only this, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Perseverance, approved character. And approved character, hope. But get that. Perseverance produces approved character. That's what Abraham had way back in Genesis chapter 22 when he's got his son down there on that pile of wood. He's got that torch. He's going to light that. He's got that knife in his hand. He extends that knife ready to slay his son. And God says to him, up, up, up. No, you don't. No, you don't. Now I know that you are willing to do anything that I say. That's approved character. Is believing God at his word is approved character. Do what he says. No, and leave the consequence. That's what Charles Stanley always says, right? Follow God. Believe him at his word. Leave the consequences up to him. Trust him. Don't love your lives. Love God. Trust him. Love him more than you do yourself. Leave the consequences up to him. Now, here's the last few verses here in chapter 12. Monday, we'll pick it up here in chapter 13. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and that they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he only has a short time left. So that's about it here for chapter 12. There's a few verses left, but we are going to pick it up here on Monday. We're going to get to the Antichrist here on Monday, chapter 13, verse 1. Later in the week, we'll get to the false prophet on the end of chapter 13. What a time to be alive on planet Earth. But I don't see any Gentiles receiving Jesus Christ at this point. That's why the urgency is for you to receive him today. At this point, God is dealing with the nation of Israel. That's what we've looked at in chapter 12. It's God dealing with Israel. Israel has a place prepared for them for 3.5 years, not Gentiles, because their time to believe has finished. You're listening to WGOD Radio. We'd love to see you at church this Sunday morning, 10:30. Why don't you guys come by Island? We'd love to see you. We're going to have a power-packed message in the book of Romans, chapter 1. Again, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.